Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy, and you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang is almost frantic, trying to remember what he once knew about River Street, the place where Penny went on an errand for Mrs. Carrie Carlton. As he sees Professor Stuart Rogers, his uncle, in the professor's office at Rossville University, Freddie says,
"Maybe I should have gone to college instead of going to the dorks, and I remember things a whole lot better, Professor. You know, this thing is driving me nuts."
"Are you sure it's just not your imagination, Freddie? Maybe you never did know anything about River Street. Maybe you just think you do."
"Well, I'm beginning to think that maybe that's right, Prof. But no, honest to gosh, I know that Bill Carver told me something about River Street once. It scared me so that I was shaking for a week."
"Frightened you?"
"Yeah, I remember right, it did. I guess I'm not remembering anything right these days. At least not about River Street."
"Well, it'll come to you, Freddie. And when you're not even thinking about it, too."
"Yeah, I guess so. That's the way it always does happen."
"Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, did you do anything on what I asked you about last night when Mr. Keith was here?"
"Oh, yes. I'll keep Madeline Dodge occupied as much as possible for the next few days."
"Oh, gee, thanks. That's really swell, Prof. She didn't get suspicious when you asked her out, did she?"
No. In fact, she said that now I was behaving the way she wants me to behave."
"Mm-hmm. That dame really goes for you, doesn't she, Prof?"
"Oh, I'm not so sure of that, Freddie. It isn't that she really wants me. She just wants everything in sight, and I happen to be in sight."
"Oh, boy, I'm glad she can't see as far as me."
"She twisted you around her little finger for a while."
"Yeah, until you came along, she did. And am I glad you did?"
"Oh? I think you were sore at me about it for a while, weren't you, Freddie?"
"Well, yeah, I guess I was, Prof. Shows you just how much of a dope I must have been then. And I still am a dope, too. Can't remember what I ought to remember about River Street."
"Oh, don't try to remember, Freddie. Just let it come when it will. It'll suddenly pop into your head as if it came from nowhere."
"Well, it's going to have to come from nowhere. Sure ain't in my head now. Hey, look, that agent pal of yours is taking the plane with Gibbsy this morning, ain't he?"
Yes, he is. Let's see. It's 9 o'clock now. I imagine he's at the airport now."
"Well, hey, how's he going to know which one is Gibbsy? You know, there's an awful lot of good-looking dames at the airport."
"Oh, well, Johnny Keith is taking Miss Gibbs to the plane. He's going to point her out to my friend."
"Oh, I see. Well, I hope Gibbsy doesn't get wise."
"No, I don't think she will. My friend knows how to make himself inconspicuous. It's almost plane time. I imagine Johnny's just about to say goodbye to Miss Gibbs now, and our agent friend is probably..."
"Yes, Johnny, I know you better go. I know you have a lot to do at the office in the morning."
"Oh, that can wait. I'd like to see you off."
"Well, I like having you see me off. No, it really isn't necessary."
"Well, if it were necessary, it wouldn't be as pleasant. I wish I were going with you."
"Now, listen, you promised..."
"Oh, I don't mean to follow you, Penny, or to go to River Street or any place like it. I mean, I wish we were getting on that plane out there and going somewhere together. On a honeymoon or...
You always think of the nicest things to say at the unnicest time."
"Well, that's when it's good to think of nice things. The idea of a honeymoon sound good to you?"
"What would you say if I said yes?"
"Give me a ticket to Vermont."
"Well, I'd say, pardon me, I'll get up off the floor in just a minute."
"We'll talk about it sometime."
"Well, what's wrong with right now?"
Oh, it's just not the time or the place.
Does the time or place matter as long as we're the people?
Well, that's a very pretty thought, but there are a lot of other things on my mind right now. And I just couldn't put into words the things I want to say to you.
Oh? What things, for instance?
Oh, things I've been thinking for a long time.
How long?
All my life. At least ever since I've been old enough to think.
Even before you knew me, huh?
Even before I knew you, huh?
Well, what were you thinking before you knew me?
Lots of things about the future.
Daydreams, huh?
Mm-hmm, you might call them that. Really what they were hopes and plans and ideals.
About life and love and marriage, huh?
Yeah, about all three. Very much about all three.
And about the man you'd marry?
You can't think of marriage without thinking about the man you want to marry.
Well, can you think about him before you know him?
Oh, that's when you think about him more than after you know him. Because after you know him, you don't have to close your eyes to see him or hug the sofa pillow to put your arms around him. You can open your eyes and see him because there he is. And you don't have to pretend to hug him because he's there to hug you. And? Oh, Johnny, I didn't think this was the time or the place, but you were right. We're the people, and the time and place doesn't matter. Maybe this is where I should tell you in spite of what I'm going to do in New York. Because if anything happens...
Penny, nothing can happen, can it? Nothing can go wrong.
I don't think so. I don't see how anything can go wrong. But I learned a long time ago it wasn't smart to be sure about anything.
Oh, Penny, do you have to go?
Yes, Johnny, I do. But this may be the last time, or next to the last anyway. And then it'll be over. And then there won't be any more trips like this or any more mysterious errands. And there'll be an end to secrets.
And then will we begin where we left off so many months ago?
Do you want us to?
You know I do, Penny. The rest is up to you. How do you feel about it?
The same.
Same as what?
Same as you do, the same as I've always felt.
Penny, do you know what you're saying?
Well, half the time I'm with you, I don't, but this time I do. The feeling is the same, but I'm different. I can take it now where I couldn't quite handle it before, Johnny. I guess I'm older, because being in love doesn't make me quite so giddy. It just makes me feel warm inside. And I'm as proud of you as if I were a schoolgirl and you were the hero on the football team.
You know, it's funny. I have the opposite feeling. I feel like a freshman with a secret heartache for the queen of the senior prom.
I guess we're not so awfully grown up after all, are we?
I hope we never are.
Oh, Johnny, that's not the thing to say. It'll be fun growing up if one of us doesn't grow up faster than the other.
I'll be any age you say at any time you say.
I'll take you as you are at any time.
Does that mean we are back where we started?
Do you mind?
Penny, it's what I've wanted for months and months, and what I've dreamed of for months and months. I think of how it used to be before I turned into a fool, and I used to give up hope that it would ever be the same again.
It won't be exactly the same, Johnny, because things never are. You can't go back to your hometown after years away and find a place like you'll remember it. You can't go back to people and find them the same as when you left them. People change every day, and we've changed, too.
Yes, I know we have, Penny, but I think it's for the better. We know a few things now that we didn't know then. We've seen what it's like to be without each other, which is something we had no knowledge of before.
I know that. Maybe that old saying is as true as it sounds, that all things happen for the best.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great tragedy in my life when I lost you. I thought I had. Maybe now I'll begin to see where it was the finest thing that ever happened to me.
Strange as it sounds, Penny, I'm glad it happened. It told me how much I loved you. I never realized it before. I merely loved you, and that was all I knew. I had no idea that love could go so deep.
No, I didn't either, Johnny. I was too wrapped up in love. It really wasn't until I was forced to discard it that I knew how much a part of my life it was, and how much a part of my life you were.
I'd like to be all your life from now on, Penny, not just a part of it.
Johnny, if things work out, that's the way it'll be. You will be all my life. And if you like, I'll be all your life.
You are my life, Penny, darling. And if I ever lose you again, it'll be like being dead.
Oh, Johnny, don't talk about losing each other. We just found each other.
No, darling. We haven't just found each other again. We're just now willing to admit that we never lost each other, even though our lives went separate ways for a while. Penny, don't you realize that we loved each other All through the months we were apart.
I guess I do. I tried to tell myself I didn't love you. I tried to convince myself that I never loved you. It almost worked.
No, it couldn't have worked, Penny. I tried the same thing. Told myself over and over again that I could never have been in love with you. But no matter how many times I told myself, I just couldn't make myself believe it. Penny, we're lucky.
Why, Johnny?
Well, we're lucky because we have a love that can outlast our longest and most stupid mistakes. We can do almost anything and still go on loving each other.
Well, maybe we're unlucky.
Well, in what way?
Because if we can love each other no matter what we do, we can hurt each other terribly and then come back for more.
Well, is that bad?
I think so, Johnny. I don't want to be hurt again, especially by somebody I love. And I don't want to hurt anyone again. Especially someone who loves me.
Plane New York City, leaving at gate 6.
Uh-oh. There's your plane, Penny.
Yeah, goodbye, Johnny.
Goodbye, darling. And here's for good luck.
Passengers aboard, please.
Johnny.
Now, go on. Get on that plane. And have a good trip and a fast one. I want you to hurry back.
Oh, I will, Johnny. I will hurry back. I promise I'll hurry back.
Hey, Professor Rogers.
Yeah?
Your phone's ringing.
Okay. Thanks, Freddy. I'll get it.
Hello?
Hello, Professor. This is Johnny Key.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Is she on the plane?
She's on a plane, and he's on with her. He got my signal.
Good.
See you later?
Yeah, I'll be downtown in a while. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Freddy, she's on her way to New York, and my friend from the Federal Bureau is on the plane with her.
Oh, that's swell, Prof. Mm-hmm. I guess you'll be kept out of trouble for good this time, huh?
Well, she'll never get away from him. He's an expert at this kind of work. He'll walk right into 11 River Street and find out just what goes on.
Hey, listen, Prof.
Huh?
There's an airplane going overhead now.
Oh, yeah.
Guess that's the job that Penny's on, isn't
it? Let's see. Yeah, it should be if it left the airport on time. Let's see what direction it's going in.
Well, you can see from the window here. Hey, look. Yeah, it's heading for New York, all right.
Well, I think we can relax and enjoy ourselves now, Freddy. On that plane up there is our friend Penny Gibbs, safe and sound under the watchful eyes of a man from the Federal Bureau.
And she isn't ever going to know anything about it either, is she? Gee, when she gets to Holy mackerel. Jump at your house.
What's the matter, Freddy?
What's the matter? Everything's the matter. I just remember what I know about River Street, about number 11 River Street, where Gibbsy's going.
Well, that should make you...
Yeah, it makes me want to hit my head against the wall for not remembering sooner. Holy mackerel, Prof, you know what 11 River Street is?
No, of course not.
It's the hideout of Arnold King.
Arnold King?
Yeah, Arnold King the gambler. And he's got more killings to his credit than his gambling house has got blue chips
around. I know. The Bureau's been looking for him. So that's where he's hiding.
Yeah, that's where he's hiding. And if Gibbsy walks into that joint with a federal agent trailing her, it's goodbye, Gibbsy. And that goodbye won't be good.
So Arnold King is a notorious gambler and murderer. Will Professor Rogers be able to contact the federal agent in time to prevent harm to Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Make plans right now to treat your family to a roast or steak dinner. Get Kroger quality beef, the beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. Remember, Kroger quality beef, the very best beef that you can get right now, is obtainable only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And not only is Kroger quality beef a tasty buy, it's also a thrifty buy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is priced to save you money. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Be with us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.